Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. First, I would like to thank the director for her presentation. And
your
again,
mic, please.
Your mic.
Okay. I think, are you hearing me? Yes. No, first, thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. And thanks to the director for her presentation. And again, we'd like to express our appreciation for having taken into account the feedback provided at the 86th session of the Working Party. Issues relating to the digital economy is an important one for Jamaica, and we note that there was a deliberate attempt by the subprogram to deliver more, including training for statistical offices. Like Indonesia, we'd also like to commend the division for spearheading the e-week activities held at the end of last year. My delegation welcomes the increase from 33 to 52 in seminars, fellowships, training and events on transport, trade logistics, and trade facilitation. And in this connection, we're pleased that the Global Supply Chain Forum will be held in May in Barbados, and of course, the entire Caribbean region. We would like to request further elaboration on what is expected as it relates to the compendium in building resilience, port resilience against pandemic. And for the e-readiness assessment, we acknowledge that you would have highlighted the challenges as it relates to resources and funding, and of course, noting decline from 5 to 3. And I wonder if there's any plans in place to support countries with e-readiness assessment, as one can appreciate, given the rapid evolution of the digital economy, more and more countries will be demanding the e-readiness assessment. So I just wanted to get a sense if there's any thoughts or consideration by the Secretariat or by the division as to how to best support developing countries. Thanks.